Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You horn tooting, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's really hilarious that I'm trying to find. Oh, there's a picture of Frankenstein on my phone right now. Look at that. So you can't really see that. Is that shining back in your face as much as it looks like it is?
Yeah, you can't even see it anyway.
There's a picture of Frankenstein. I would say his shoe size is about a 27. And he's all bent over staring back at us. So, you know, it looks a little scary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
I've never seen the actual Frankenstein movie. Was that supposed to be... I'm assuming that was supposed to be scary, right? The overall concept.
Because
I feel like every iteration of Frankenstein I've ever seen, he's been like kind of not scary. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, it's suspenseful.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like, really? Is this what it's all about?
The green guy?
I got to read this to you guys because it's in a way, it's kind of a coincidence. But I suppose we see all things coming. We were just talking about the fact that depends on which news you're looking at. Trump sucks. Biden sucks. No Trump does. No Biden does. Oh, my God. And they're making money from that. I understand. That's, you know, you puke up your hatred because you want to make a ton of money. Good for you. But this is what I posted this morning before I even went for my walk. As I head out for my pre-show morning walk, I, of course, check the news headlines for important news. Apparently, according to the national news, we all hate one another. Wouldn't you agree with that? From what we've already talked about.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I can sense it in this room here.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I should feel what it's like in this room, okay? Working with YouTube pains in the ass. I must tell you, while I don't care for some, I wouldn't waste 1 minute. Would you waste 1 minute on hating anybody? I wouldn't.
No.
I don't like people, but I don't hate them.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you. I can prove I don't hate anyone because you know me. If I hated someone, I'd just kill him. Right? Why not?
That's a big step.
Zero
no,
to 100.
No, it's not.
It's a massive step.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
you
is.
Guys would never know that I killed anyone. It would never come out publicly. So if I hated someone, I'd just kill him. And they go, what happened to that guy? I don't know. I didn't even know him. That's what you got to get. Well, I never talked to him. I don't know what you're talking about. Apparently, I wouldn't fit in on the national news. Be happy, enjoy life, and avoid the national news shows. What? Don't you think that's good advice to avoid the national news?
Oh, yes. 100%.
That might be the smartest thing I've heard all week.
Holy God. It's like, okay, you're pissed off at the world. I get it. And nobody who's a different, sex, a different race, a different orientation, or we cannot possibly get along. We all hate one another. Why do we buy into that bullshit?
Yeah, I don't know the why behind it, but they keep feeding us that type of news because people react to it and it gets ratings, which brings in advertisers.
Yeah, and I feel like some people are just kind of like addicted to that almost
too.
Like similar to how maybe some people are addicted to their phones or some people have, you know, they got to have that smoke or whatever. Some people are they want that national news. I'm on one side of things and I want to hear about how bad the other side's doing and that feeds me and that makes me like – it's a weird thing to think about if you're not – like personally, that's not me. I don't want to watch the national news really ever. But
I don't blame you.
But some people, that's who they are and like I'm not going to say like that's pathetic. But like that's just – some people have that that urge. So, you know, it's just a matter of – in moderation at times, I bet.
So, yeah, and I agree with AJ that people who believe that kind of stuff are really stupid. It's not what you said, isn't it?
No. Let's walk it back here a little bit.
No, that is my feeling, though. If you believe that, you're an idiot. Why do you want to make yourself more miserable? Because you know if you believe that bullshit, you look at the other side and it makes you miserable, right?
Oh, yeah. There's no stories really that are out there trying to make you feel good about yourself. Or the fluff pieces, as I say.
No. So, you know, just tune into this show. You'll be fine. I went out for a walk this morning, and you know how I know it's Wednesday? I didn't even have to look at the calendar. I can tell you from my walk that it's Wednesday. You know how I know it's Wednesday?
How's that?
Because everybody's crabbier than a son of a bitch, because the week is not even half over yet. It's Wednesday, so they've only done 2 days, and they're going, oh, God, it's only Wednesday. Happens every Wednesday. People get all crabby on their walks.
I was never minded Wednesday, because in my mind, I'm like, it's Wednesday, which means it's almost Thursday, which means it's almost Friday.
It's basically Friday.
And
it's a good way to look at it.
We'll finesse it, yeah.
Yeah, honest to God, it's hilarious walking down the street. I didn't get hit on for money this morning, though. I did walk downtown, too. I didn't walk the other way. I walked downtown, and nobody hit me up for money, so I must look really poor today or something.
Yeah, I could see that based on what you're wearing.
Yeah, you know, it's hat alone. It's absolutely true. No question about it. No doubt about it. I just, I'm trying to live a much better life and a much happier life, and it's kind of difficult because not everybody around you is going to agree with everything you say, but whatever, live your life. I'll live my life. Everything will work out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stop being so damn crabby, everybody, for Christ's sake. You tune in the news and it's like, oh my God. The local news is not bad. That's what I like about it. I do like watching local news because they don't get all that carried away on that stuff.
No.
You think?
No. They're more community related. Like, I feel like the higher you get up, and I mean, naturally, because you're covering the entire United States, it's not going to be as community feeling, but yeah, they don't even try now.
There's more of a camaraderie with local news, I feel like, too.
Yep.
Like, the anchors, you know, they got the gift of gab. Like, they'll go back and forth, and, you know, they'll throw out, like, the occasional, like, try to make a joke, and most of them don't land. Let's be honest. No. Like, news-based jokes don't land often, but I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to make somebody laugh. Try to put somebody in a good mood anyway. That's good. It is all true.
Or you have some local people who tell their viewers to suck it.
Yeah, you're damn right you do. Honk the horn, you pain in the ass. What do you think of that action? Take that home with you. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I was just talking to a guy 2 days ago about this. I sat down with a bunch of guys that I know, and some are from New York, some are from Boston, all the rest of it.
Okay.
And I talked to both of them. I loved living in New York. When we lived in New York, I absolutely loved it. I love Boston. I think it's wonderful. They say, how can you say it? Most people, they hate New York and they hate Boston, blah, blah, blah. I love it when you're walking down the street and you go, hey, good morning. Yeah, right. At least there was. I love that.
You say
that
so, pal.
Yeah, if you say so, pal. That's exactly right. I love that kind of stuff. Most people, I guess, don't. But I think it's, hey, they're just being open and honest, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like the scene in any movie where, you know, like somebody moves to a new town. Like, oh, my gosh, so many great possibilities. And everybody's going to be so friendly. Yep. And then it's, yeah, why don't you go F off?
It's like, I know. Snap back. It's unbelievable. Have you ever had a neighbor who doesn't like you that you don't even know because you're a public figure?
Oh, not because I'm a public figure, but growing up, we lived next to this old man that whenever the football landed in his yard, it was like, you go get it. No, you go get it. No, I'm not going in his yard.
Oh, he didn't like you going in his yard?
Oh, no. He was a grumpy old man. But that's the closest I've gotten to a neighbor not liking us.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I suppose when you do become a public figure, that adds into it because people, you know, they think they're working really hard. And they do believe as a, you know, either television, radio, newspaper, whatever, you're not really working that hard for your money and you're making more than they do, so they hate your guts. Well, make an effort, asshole. You want to make more money, then go do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, typically, I mean, there are definitely a lot of people that work hard on their 9-to-5s. Like, I mean, you know, whether you're doing construction or hard labor. As far as easy goes, yeah, it's not a physically taxing job to do radio, but it's just putting your effort into different areas, whether it's making connections to get advertisers and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Look at all the emotions we burn when all they do is build muscle. You know what I mean? They're working hard, but they're building muscle. We're just wasting our lives by being on radio, television. Well, newspapers don't count anymore because nobody ever reads them. When's the last time you saw somebody reading a newspaper? I can't even think of it.
I mean, I know Judd reads the newspaper, and I see him.
Judd's got to be a newspaper guy.
Judd's absolutely a newspaper guy. And then my parents still get, like, the Star Tribune every Sunday.
Mm. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Now, does he read the actual newspaper, or does he read it online?
I think he gets like a physical. We get they get delivered to the station over at Hubbard. So
oh, okay.
So yeah. Maybe that's why. But frankly, if I had to pick, if I had to put money on somebody like going and getting a physical copy of the newspaper, Judd might be my go-to.
Yeah,
like odds-on favorite.
Yep.
You know, one thing I got to tell you that I just love, and I know we got to get going here, but one thing I love about walking this time of the morning and going downtown. There'd be four guys coming your way on the sidewalk, and they will not move over to let you go by. So I kind of walk around them. I go out in the grass and walk around them. But as I go around them, I go, hey, you guys got enough room? You sure? And they look at me like, man, you must be crazy. There's four of us and one of you. You must have a gun on you. But it's true. It's like, could you just move over? Little courtesy. What do you think? Right?
Yeah, for a brief moment, you go the single file line route, you know.
Yeah. Mm. What is the big deal? Be courteous to somebody. But it is Wednesday, don't forget. Courtesy falls way off on Wednesdays because the work day hasn't even started yet. Mm-hmm. I'm only 40% through the week. Damn it!
Yeah, everybody's Monday and Tuesday, off. Absolutely. Thursday and Friday, sure, why not? Wednesday, no.
No, that's the zero problem. Chance. No question about it. But the great thing about that, is when you do something like that, hey, you sure you guys got enough room? They assume you're either carrying a gun or you're psychotic, one of the two, because it's four against one. But I've never cared about shit like that. It's like, whatever. Move over, you pain in the ass. Tough guy. We'll take a break. In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo can also help you sell your firearm safely and worry-free, which is very important. If you've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one, don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you are no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's extremely knowledgeable. I'm not making that up. He is. He'll help you get top dollar, too, which is very important. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo. It's on Lake Drive in Lina Lakes. Great shop. It's open Tuesday through Saturday, too, so that's good. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
You horn tooting, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a second to talk about my bank, North American Banking Company. You've heard me talking about them for a long time now, Bilski. When they opened in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers, where you know your banker and they know you. Well, a lot has changed since 1998. This commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities has not. So, if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my bankers at North American Banking Company? Go to nabankco.com or stop by any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Judd, we were just talking. We were just bad-mouthing you on the show.
Oh, excellent. What's up?
We were just talking about people who read. Do you read the actual newspaper or do you read it online?
I do both, first of all, but yeah, here's yesterday's sports page, so I go out and get the paper a lot.
Well, where's the rest of the news, not just sports? It's not all about you.
It's in the recycling, Tom.
That's where it is. So it's being recycled. About the news. You care about the sports, but not the news.
I'll glance through the news, but yeah, I primarily have cared since I was a youngster about the sports, but yeah, yeah. I will look at the A cover and the Metro cover more than I certainly used to, but I will not digest those pages like I do the sports page.
I'm telling you, honestly, we were just talking about that. I watched a little television this morning, the National. I don't know if I can ever tune into that again. I may have reached the point where I just They're so crabby and God, ugh. Don't you hate that? Well, everything sucks. Everything's horrible. No, it's not. Relax.
They also have to wake up at like 3 a.m., right?
Well,
so they're probably in a bad mood. They're probably surly because they're tired.
That's a good argument. I like that argument. That works for me. Yeah, I suppose. Well, I used to get up at 3:30 in the morning for years and years and years, so I know just how lovely that really is. There's no question. Hey, Tom, it's 7 o'clock at night. What are you doing? I'm going to bed. What do you think I'm doing?
Yeah. Well, that's got to be a pain in the ass of your old job.
Oh, it's horrible. It was absolutely horrible doing that.
Do you ever get used to it? Like, because you did it for so long. Did you ever get used to it or no?
No. 37 years, I never got. Matter of fact, after I got fired, it took me about 6 months to get back on a normal schedule because I would wake up at 3:15 every morning, even though I didn't have to.
Oh, God.
Because your body just gets used to that kind of thing, I suppose, right?
Oh, I'm sure it is. But still, I mean, I can't think of anything worse than having to wake up in the middle of the night, literally, to go to work. And I'm sure some people can do it, but I don't think I could do it.
Actually, it's the second worst thing. It was actually going into the workplace that was the worst. Waking up early was bad, but even going in around those pukes was much worse. You know what I mean?
That's unfortunate, but yeah, that does make some sense there.
You know. Well, let's be honest. I mean, look,
yeah.
Let's not kid around here. Media people, not all of them, some of the greatest people ever. We've had a lot of really good people on the show lately, as a matter of fact, on the family show. But a lot of media people are just not my kind of people, you think?
I have no idea what you're talking about. As someone who's been in the business since I was 19, I have no clue. They're all friendly. They all work hard. They all love the job. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Support you even though they don't have to? You mean that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I mean, are you asking me if somebody in our line of business, now it might be podcast, it might be TV, radio, or perhaps newspapers, would realize that they can ride a gravy train and not do as much or like work until 3 o'clock? Oh no, never seen it.
Not me either. You're absolutely right. Great speech right there, I thought.
Yep, and all very even tempered people too. So
very even tempered. There's no question about that. You're absolutely right. So what's going on in your world, Judd?
Well, let's see here. The Timberwolves lost last night, but they were without Naz Reid. They were without Karl Anthony Towns and Gobert, and they actually pushed the defending champion Denver Nuggets to the very end, where Ant had a chance to tie it with a three-pointer at the buzzer. He missed. It was actually impressive though, because it was basically Ant, Conley, a lot of backups playing, and I thought they'd get blown out. In fact, I think the spread going into the game was like 7.5 points for Denver. So the Gophers won in the NIT last night. The Wild beat the Ducks last night, 4-0, so they shut them out. And then the best news for you, the Twins did not play a spring training game, so they could not lose.
I did notice that yesterday. I looked for the game yesterday. There was no game, so I went, hey, I can be happy. The Twins aren't playing today.
TV today, noon.
Noon, really?
Yep, they were on TV on Monday, and they're on TV. I think they've got the Detroit Tigers, I'm guessing, in Fort Myers. I'm not sure, but today at noon.
Okay, I have to ask you a question. Naz Reid, is that his real name, or is it a nickname?
I think it's his real name.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What would his name be in North Minneapolis if you were growing up with my people? I mean, if your name is Naz Reid, you're becoming Nosebleed. I'm sorry. It's just you're Naz Reid my ass. Nosebleed. What's going on, Nosebleed? Why would you name somebody Naz Reid?
At Naz's size, I don't know that.
Well, there is that.
you might want to rethink that. I'm looking at his Wikipedia page.
He was born Nazrion, it looks like.
Nazrion Hilton Reed.
What does Nazrion mean?
I'm not sure, but I'm guessing it's kind of like a Joseph thing where it's like instead of Joseph all the time, people just go by Joe. So Nazrion goes to
But I mean, what's the full name again?
Nazrion. So
Nazrion.
Nazrion.
Nazi, they just made it up as they went along. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just like most names nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very, very true. A lot of names are made up.
Let's see here, though. Let's see. I'm going to see if there is a meaning, though, because it sounds like it might be from something.
Like Egyptian or something.
Yeah, yeah. This doesn't sound like...
See, you learn something every day on this show. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, it does look... Okay, it looks like the explanation's longer than I thought it would be, but it does look like there is a reason behind it. But yeah, you know, the first few years of his life, you might make fun of his name, but then I think by the time the good old Nas turned about 8 or so, it's like, you're going to beat the crap out of me. Why don't I just call you Nas? Hey, Nas, what's up?
Yep.
I mean, did you guys ever look back why your parents named you what they did? Mine was very, very simple because I was so big that they thought I was twins. That's why my name is Thomas, because Thomas means twin.
Because when
I was born, I was literally like 22, 23 inches tall and weighed 11 pounds. So I could see why they thought I was two kids.
Your poor mother.
I know. You mean not just then, her whole life after I was born.
What a saint. That is a large baby. You're not kidding.
It was a natural childbirth, too. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I don't think that would happen in 2024.
No. God,
I think there would be a lot of curse words used by, we're not doing this a natural childbirth.
And, of course, my brothers and sisters used to make fun. Yeah, Tom, great job. You're 22, 23 inches long. You weighed 11 pounds. And when you cried, you went, wow. Yeah, that's exactly right. There's no question about it. So the Twins game is at noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern time today. Look forward to is it like a split squad deal? Is it full squad? Do you know?
I think, you know what? This is why we buy the paper, because I don't even have to look it up. I don't even have to go to the Google machine. I can instantaneously look at the schedule here in my Star Tribune and tell you it is a single squad game in Fort Myers against the Tigers at 12:05 on BSN.
Boston Sports News, what is BSN?
Bally Sports North.
Oh, Bally Sports
North. Bally Sports North. And there is a game, there is actually a regular season game going on this morning.
What?
The Dodgers and Padres have opened the season overseas. So there is an actual game. I don't know if it's in progress right now or if it's done yet. It's done. Dodgers won 5-2.
Because you said it was over. Where was it, in Japan, did you say?
I think South Korea, Seoul.
Yeah.
South Korea, okay.
Korea, yep.
Okay.
That counts for the regular season?
Yes. And then they're going to come back and play spring training games. Baseball started doing this off and on probably 20 years ago, and I've never understood it. Like, I understand taking games to other countries, but this opening the season, then coming back and playing spring training games, and so you just have these two games. Like, I've always thought... My childhood was marked by the first bleeping game every year being in Cincinnati, right, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
You know, afternoon game in Cincinnati, that's how we open the season. There is nothing now less special, if that is the correct terminology, than baseball opening day.
True. That is very, very true.
Used to be glorious.
No, you said we open it about a week. It's like a week
28th.
From tomorrow. The 28th. Yeah, so it's a week from tomorrow. Yep.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. Some real baseball. I don't know if we got the squad to win many games, but I guess we're going to find out.
Got to have hope.
That's all you can do. Just got to have
hope. Got to have hope. I think they're going to be very competitive.
I hope so, yeah. Well, the division's not very good.
Right.
So that does help a lot.
No right.
question. But now, baseball is very, very important in my life, always has been. It was the number one sport in America when I was a kid. It's not even close to the number one sport anymore, is it?
I think football is king, 1, 2, and 3, mm-hmm. and basketball is huge now.
Yeah, it is, right? Mm.
So I don't know if baseball still technically is considered number two. And then the biggest sport in the whole world is soccer, so.
Yes.
Yeah, baseball has become much more of a regional sport.
Like when I was a kid, though, and the Twins came along when I was 9 years old, that was a huge deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no question.
I still love baseball. Absolutely. I mean, I like all sports. Don't get me wrong, but I love baseball. Always have. Always will. Takes a lot of talent to play baseball.
Oh, to hit a baseball is one of the hardest things that you can do.
No question about it.
Especially against guys now.
Oh, God.
All the different pitches and guys. And there was a time when if you hit 100 miles per hour on the radar gun, you were a freak.
Oh, yeah.
It's common now.
And what is it now? Mm-hmm. Buck five, buck seven?
Well, yeah, but I mean, just the amount of guys that can hit 100.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
Starting pitchers, if they threw around 90, it's like, whoa, that guy throws 90. Now, if you don't throw 93, you're a slob.
See, now you just got me excited. I got only 7.5 more days to wait for my first baseball game of the season, baby.
But you're going to sit down today. You're going to watch the Twins. They're going to lose to the Tigers in a spring training game, and you're going to be brought back down by the realization that you don't think this team's good.
Well, they're not great. They're probably good, but they're not great. Is that a better way to put it?
That's probably true, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. That sounds like progress.
Well, could
we're getting Tom. We're boosting him up as as opening day comes, guys. We got to boost him up. We got to lift him up with optimism.
No question about it. No doubt about it. Like you said, I don't think there's anybody in division anywhere near as good as they are, is there?
I think I think the Tigers might be the second best team, you know, but like the White Sox, I think are supposed to be putrid. The Royals signed some guys, but. And I think they might be competitive in a year or so, but I'm not sure that they're going to be competitive now. Cleveland, I mean, if you think the Twins have a cheaper payroll, you go look at Cleveland's payroll. Now, Cleveland always does find a way to get pitching, and I don't know how. Credit to them. But, no, I would agree. I think if you had to just predict the standings today, 9 out of 10 at least would probably predict the Twins to win the division.
You did it to me today, and I really appreciate it because you just reminded me of something. There's one word in the English language, just to hear the word makes me want to throw up, and that word is putrid. It's like, ugh. I mean, you hear the word putrid, it's like, oh, it's putrid. Ugh.
It's a great word.
It is a great word.
I love like, we could do a whole segment on words that we love to use, especially when you say them because of the way they roll off your tongue.
Yeah, it's true.
I like putrid.
Putrid's a great word. There's no
and if you're
word.
Really pissed off, it can be puke. You're a puke.
Puke? You're a puke. Well, I've been called a puke a few times in my life.
Oh, sure.
There's no question about it. Yeah, that's what
Oh, yeah, we all have, but I'm saying it's a great, it's a very strong word.
I would agree with that, absolutely. All right, Pally, I know you got to go because you have other duties.
Oh, so busy. So busy. But hey, go Twins. Noon today, we'll reconvene tomorrow, and I hope they win so that that you are optimistic.
A week
like
from
Age
tomorrow.
Said, it's progress. Progress.
A week from tomorrow, it starts actually mattering to me. That's all I have to say.
This is true.
All right,
gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
See ya.
John Zolgad, Score North. Ladies and gentlemen, take a break. Be right back. Little Chris Eggert right after this. March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning. And your carpets, your air ducts are the first items on your list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero-Res Platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. 3 rooms of carpet cleaned, starting at just $129, a $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero-Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9-star rating. So, their God-Love-It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today. And be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard special. ZeroRes, spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there were so many memories and so many laughs.
I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all of your continued support. And to thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM. And you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. You also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived in. Will not last long. Six-pack towel sets, only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything's on sale for the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM and you get free shipping on your entire order. What do you think of that action? So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
And now it's time for some professional news. Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation. 952-925-5608. What's happening, man?
Tommy, the weather is going to be putrid.
Now, it's not yet, though, correct?
No, putrid's on the way.
Putrid is on the way. I'm glad to hear that. It's wonderful news.
We're in the pre-putrid mode right now.
But how putrid?
2 to 4 inches Thursday night into Friday. And then Kenny's saying 6+ on Sunday. So what do you got, AJ?
Shut up. Shut up. Don't tell me that, Chris.
By the way, Chris, both these guys are in a horseshit mood, so don't make it worse. Okay?
That's fair. Hey, listen, I don't know what I don't know what it is about this snow that's pissing me off too. And I know, like last year, this would have been nothing. Like we had so much snow on the ground last year, and we had snow on the ground until friggin' May, I swear. But yeah, I don't know. Something about it, Tom.
I'm just waiting it out, man. I just, you know, it's gonna snow. Look, are you guys hoping that the planet just rots and wastes away because there's no moisture in the ground because there's no rain or snow?
Yeah, okay. We
is that
know
what you're saying?
We know we need it.
Yeah, it's see? Just
and the farmers definitely need it. It's just from a mental standpoint when you start getting in, when your head starts thinking spring and baseball and all that good stuff, and then you get one of these, it's kind of like, eh.
Let's just remember, I know that Americans love to believe this, but it's not all about you, okay? That's all I have to say.
I'm pretty sure I share the same thoughts as 96% of the people around
99.9%
here.
99.9% yeah. Of people. Well, you thought you were going to get through the whole winter without any snow at all?
Of course.
Basically?
And you, for sure. And you knew this is probably, Ken's saying this will probably be our biggest snow of the year, which
sounds like it.
Yeah. Isn't saying much, but.
You know, one thing I got to tell you is your weather department there, Channel 5, is really good. They do a great job.
I will. I'll pass that along.
Please do, because I always love watching Channel 5 weather. Well, the news, weather. You know, particularly when this Chris Eggert's on, I like to watch the news.
Well, you know, I do bring a certain something to the news.
There's no question about it.
I'm not sure what that something is.
I don't know if it's good or bad, but, you know, it's something.
Right on the edge of professionalism, but maybe not quite.
So you're talking basically foot and a half of snow over the next week? Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, I'm not sure if it's going to add up to a foot, but it definitely could. I'll put it
getting
that
close.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but it's going to be a weird line, too, because depending on how far south the cutoff is, it's going to be rain. So at some point, you know, south of the Twin Cities, it's going to be rain. And then, you know, as you go further north, it's going to transition into snow. So it'll be a weird thing where some people may not get snow at all. So,
right. And let's not forget the worst day of all was definitely Halloween. What is it? 1991, was it, I think?
91.
3 feet of snow in October. Well, the last day of October, and then it went on November 1st. But October, the 31st and the 1st of November, it snowed almost 3 feet. Jesus.
Isn't that crazy?
That is amazing. Yeah,
looking at the pictures of that and the way the cars were just stopped in the road, and it's pretty insane.
Who's talking in the background?
That's Hannah.
Oh, what a shock, Hannah. Hannah, shut up. I love Hannah. I haven't seen.
She just yelled, I heard that. I am. The reality is we are in Hannah's office right now doing this. Oh,
I don't care. Tell her to shut up when we're in there.
She says office is a stretch. Yeah, it's true. It's more like a cubbyhole slash closet slash like server storage area.
It looks nice. I get that lamp behind me. I got a little shelf.
The background here, that's like a set. So
it's a fake deal.
Yeah.
Tell Hannah I'm pissed off because she hasn't come on camera in a while to say hello. So I'm very angry with her.
All right. Tom's pissed off at you because you haven't come on camera in a while, Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah.
See, you drew her out.
Where have you been, sister?
Just busy with traffic stuff, avoiding you. No, just kidding.
Avoiding Tom.
Avoiding Tom at all costs.
At all costs, no question about it. Well, thank you. It's so wonderful. The true love that's just coming my way from you. It's unbelievable. You
there
pill.
You go.
Oh, there you go. Actually, did you notice that she did this, though, when she was doing that? She did this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a heart.
Yeah, I definitely saw the one finger kind of.
That one finger stuck out a little further.
Kind of leading the way a little bit more.
Yeah, see, she's doing it again right now. Scary kids, real scary. Oh. Look, pop on once in a while. We miss you.
I will. Right, I will. Sister. You guys have fun. Bye.
Thank you. Hannah does a great job. Chris. No
yes,
questions.
She does.
So what? Oh, God. We got a man. You're a busy, busy fella, aren't you?
What news item do you want to know? Minneapolis public schools are talking about having to cut 200 positions to be able to try to make budget. And they're also saying that while they have not negotiated with a contract with the teachers, so clearly that's like a flex, right?
Right. So how do you get in a position where you didn't have enough money to hire 200 extra people, but you did it anyway?
Yeah, they have got such a money. I'm trying to see where the figure is. It's district is looking at a budget shortfall of at least $110 million.
Oh, Jesus. And in what time period?
What I don't, that must be annual budget, I would assume, but I don't know that for sure.
How do you get off by almost $10 million a month? Who did those numbers? He just starts laughing. That's not possible to do unless you're not paying attention.
I'm almost positive. It's the budget for Minneapolis Public Schools is much larger than you would sort of think.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, so they're in a mess. I think St. Paul Schools, though, did work out a contract with their teachers. And if you want to read about it later, there's some mysterious booms rattling people in Richfield.
Really? Like, what do you mean?
That people have been hearing a bunch of booms at night.
Like sonic booms, kind of?
They're not sonic booms. They started a Facebook page for people there to map the sounds. The cops say it's somebody who was arrested shooting off mortar. But
what?
I know. Which, like, we kind of mentioned that as an aside. Oh, yeah, no big deal. What is it, Fallujah? It's freaking Richfield.
Exactly. What? You're shooting off mortars in Richfield.
And they're sort of like, that's it. We arrested them. But
okay.
Big mystery in Richfield.
But I have a question. Okay, so here's me. Oh, my God, I'm awake. What should I do today? I don't really have to work. Maybe I'll go shoot mortars off in
the
backyard.
Yeah, I think I'll just go drive around and rattle everyone's windows. That'll be fun.
What the hell? What is wrong with people?
Yeah, there's Kevin, what'd you... I was just say there needs to be more follow up to this mortars story because last I checked, when you shoot them off, they come down somewhere. Like, is somebody's house missing?
Our story kind of just was like blah 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 blah. Oh, and they arrested somebody for shooting off mortars. And in other news, you know, like just kind of like
make sure to vote for Puppy of the Week.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Are people getting dumber by the day? Is that what this is?
I think in general we can say that. Yeah.
I mean, you got to be a moron to do something like let's just wander around shooting off mortars in the city.
I don't think those things are cheap either.
No, where do you get one? Like you don't just go to like Target to the mortar section and scroll
I don't know how they're defining mortar as being like, you know, those bigger firecracker, you know, those bigger things get where you have to drive over to Wisconsin to grab them. No, they're definitely not the ones they sell at Target.
Unbelievable. Let's have fun. But before, let's all go to the mortar store. They get their own jingle. It'd be phenomenal.
I like it.
Where do you even buy mortars? I wouldn't even know where to buy them.
I don't know. Army surplus, obviously.
K&L.
Yeah.
K&L.
I think they sell them at...
Oh, ixnay on that. What?
I think they sell them at Fleet Farm.
They do not sell mortars at Fleet Farm, for Christ's sake.
They're right there up front by all those bulk peanuts and all those other snacks. They're right there.
Do you have any nuclear weapons I could get to? Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, let me check. I think those are back in the road aisle 37F.
Yeah.
It's the Oppenheimer special.
There you have it. I got to get a shirt. Catherine needs some shorts, and we need to get some mortars.
Got to get some mortar, and some bulk peanuts.
And bulk peanuts. There you go.
All right, guys.
You're working too hard.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
I'll let you know if there's any development in this mystery.
Please do. That'd be very nice. I'd like to know more about mortars if they're coming my way.
It definitely deserves follow-up.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. We shall take a break. Be right back in a couple minutes. The news continues right after this. Minnesota business owners pay too much in taxes. You don't have to take my word for it. The Tax Foundation has just released its state business tax index, the business tax climate index. And Minnesota is near the bottom with the 45th worst tax climate in the United States. I heard that's dropped down to 49 now, by the way. When you expand or relocate your business to Sioux Falls, you'll be basking in the second best tax climate in the nation. That's just one reason why no matter what size your business is, the business you own, you can increase your profits in Sioux Falls. We've got the proof at SiouxFallsDevelopment.com. In Sioux Falls, our safe streets, award-winning schools, short commutes, vibrant growing downtown, and pro-business attitude. Well, they're all attractive reasons to make your move. And we've got a motivated workforce that's ready to help your business grow, too. Escape the high taxes of Minnesota by planning your expansion or relocation to Sioux Falls. 2024 is the time to make your move to Sioux Falls. Check out SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency, so we made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the Air Dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine. Fire.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You damn right, ladies and gentlemen. So what's new in the news? Anything good?
Is there ever?
No.
Well, that's a good point. Is there ever anything good to talk about? I suppose, well, I don't know. We'll have to figure it out, no question about it. Looking at some headlines here. Is your inbox full of unread emails? No, it is not. It says it costs you dearly. Why would it cost you dearly? Why would it cost you dearly to have a bunch of unread emails in your inbox?
I know that over time that adds up. Like, I've had to go through and like mass delete a bunch of like old ones just because they only give you so much cloud space to like keep them, like archive them. So if not, you have to like pay for a plan to get more storage, which I will absolutely not do for email. Are we kidding here?
No. Actually, to tell you the truth, I erase my emails about five times a day. I'd look at them. Yeah, absolutely. I just go get rid of them. Just keep moving on. Right?
Yeah, and it feels like no matter how many you unsubscribe to, somehow you magically are resubscribed and subscribed to things that you've never even done.
No, I think that's exactly right. So I just everybody just calm down. We'll get it covered. Yeah, there are some people that, from what I understand, stuff's been on their site for like 5 years and they don't even know it, for Christ's sake. Get rid of it. Right?
Yeah.
Would make sense, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it says, is your inbox full of unused emails? It's costing you dearly. Now, what do you think they mean by costing you dearly? It's got to be a monetary figure, correct?
Yeah, I'd say monetary, or maybe seeing, you know, 1,000 unread emails, little notification causes more stress because now you're having anxiety about having to go through them, maybe. I don't know.
1,000? Man, I get a little... A little backed up, wouldn't it? I think from day one, I've gotten rid of mine that day. I do not hold emails in my email box. I just get rid of them. I read them. If they're important, first of all, you can transfer it anyway. So what the hell's the difference? The information, just jot down what it says and you're good to go. Who cares?
Yeah, I usually keep mine at least unread. Or like if they're important, I'll keep them just because you never know when you have to go back and reference them type of thing. Yeah. But so I won't delete them. But
Are you one of those responsible adults that goes gets back to zero unread emails each day? That is correct. Or is your inbox full of them? A new study found letting it stay cluttered like that might be affecting you and your mental health. See, you're both nuts. I've been telling you this, guys. You guys, this for years. You're nuts, and it's because you store your emails. That's why. More than you realize, as a matter of fact, it found people who let emails build up or use their inbox like a to-do list are more likely to forget all about, you know, stuff and let it fall to the wayside. And that can be a problem when it's something like a reminder to pay a bill. Yeah, I'm sorry, but if you need to go to your email to be reminded to pay your bills, you got more problems than just that. Oh, that's right. I forgot to pay my bills. I would never forget to pay a bill. Can you guys do that?
I mean, most of mine are set up on like an auto pay, but if I ever, like my phone bill or any electric bill, if they have the go paperless option, I'd click that 100% of the time because I'd rather get a bill through email than my mailbox because I never check my mail.
Oh, see, I'm the exact opposite. I like the physical reminder. Like I get the one from my car dealership every month. I'm like, okay, I'll go pay this right now.
In our building, okay, I'm just going to use hand signals here because I think they stack up about 7 per row.
Mm-hmm.
My mailbox is right here in the building.
Okay.
And then the guy next door to me, his email box is like over here. Okay, so I'm here, he's here.
Okay.
I opened my mailbox 2 days ago. I had all his mail in my mailbox. How the hell could you miss it that badly?
Yeah, that's I would assume because you guys probably have a similar house number, so the mailman was like, eh.
One's 02 and one's 03, but they're this far apart, you know. There's no, how could that, you got one job, and that's to put the right mail in the right mailbox.
What's his name? Because maybe it's like John Brainerd or something like that. And he's, nope. They're like, oh, this looks like, this is Tom Bernard. Here we go. Put it in his.
Mark is his first name. Yeah, so I can't tell you his last name because I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Stir the pot, cause trouble or anything. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't understand. You have one job. That's to make sure you put the mail in the right mailbox. That's it. Right? Hey, look, I like mail people. I've always had good mail men and mail women. Well, one guy was a prick. I remember that. That was several years ago. He was just an asshole. He was very unpleasant. I'm like, you don't even have to get out of the truck to deliver the mail. What the hell's your problem? What a great job. Right?
Yeah, I mean, other than, you know, getting chased by dogs, I would say it was probably the only downside of being a mailman. But otherwise, it seems pretty chill.
I've seen one clip where a lady was convinced the mail guy was, like, stalking her. Confronting him. And he's like, lady, I have to deliver mail here. I'm not stalking you. I'm just doing – and she's like, nope, I'm calling the police. You're not leaving. And she's like, I have bills to give people. You have to let me leave.
So what was he doing that she thought was stalking?
Showing up at her house every day, delivering mail.
That's it.
Yep. And she had the, he's showing up to my house and, you know, he's sitting out in front for a moment. Yeah. Putting your mail in the mailbox. Like, let the guy be.
Did he ever leave a note in a box, I'd like to take a run at you, or something like that?
No. From what it sounds like, from my, like, the video that was posted, it was just like, lady, I just work here.
Yeah.
Just let me be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. Just leave me alone. Everything will be fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's good. Are there a lot of people like that? Because that's not all that uncommon to hear about people think they're being stalked when they're not. What causes that?
You get it probably where you're driving, you're like, oh, this car has made the same number of turns. I mean, I think it's just a result of you hear so many stories of people that have been stalked in situations or followed, and so that kind of antenna is always up.
Probably a mix of, like, paranoia, but also, like, reality and hearing, like you said. So, you know, because I've had that before, too, where it's just like, wow, you have followed me since this exit, and we just happen to be going the same exact way. That's what a coincidence. Yep. Most of the time, it is a coincidence, but, you know, I'm sure for some people, it doesn't end up being a coincidence sometimes. So it's enough to just notice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Why then do people now, and I didn't used to see it like 10 years ago, but you do now, people walking down the street, never looking up from their phone. They're walking down the sidewalk, staring at their phone. Do you know how vulnerable you are when you're doing that?
Yeah, or having that kind of tourist effect where walking around where you look like you're lost and don't know where you're going.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even if I go on vacation, like every once in a while my girlfriend will kind of like be just looking around. I'm like, pretend like you know where we're going. Like we just got to look like we're walking somewhere on purpose because we look very vulnerable right now.
I know some girls that I went to college with, they would tell me about like walking home from the bar or whatever. They would walk out like you're saying, Tom, but they would have 911 like ready to go on their phone.
Oh, that's good though. Yeah, that's good.
Just in case something happens. So sometimes that may be it too.
Nah, these are guys during the day and I don't think anyone would attack these people. They're just, you know, I just walking down the sidewalk, staring at your phone and never looking up is just not a good idea.
No. Gotta be aware of your surroundings.
You do have to be aware of your surroundings, so that's the whole situation. So, yeah, it just seems like, I don't know, some people live their lives differently than others, I guess, is the best way to put it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose, but, I don't know, I backed up your emails. I still don't understand how you let your emails get that backed up. All you got to do is just go beep, and they go away. Right?
It is pretty easy.
Yeah.
I mean, just get rid of them I don't want them all stacked up, blocking all my info. And, you know, you'd like to get to know a few things are going on in the world, don't you? I think.
Yeah, and I mean, like for the show, for example, if we get a lot of listeners that are messaging in, I'll go to my email afterwards, and it'll be like, you have, you know, 200 unread emails from all the comments that come in. So that gets a little overwhelming at times. But, yeah, it's very easy to go through and mark all as unread or as read.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you do it on the show, though?
Because I try to pay attention to the show while it's happening.
No, you don't. No, you really don't. Absolutely not. It just flows. That's what I'm saying. No, I'd like to hear some of those once in a while. That'd be great. A bartender in Florida is making a very good living slapping spring breakers in the face. Explain this to me.
I saw an article, and I think she's been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is you'll get a kick out of this one, Tom.
All right. If you've never heard of a hurricane shot, that's what it is. Most of her customers are men, but she'll slap women, too. For $30, you take a shot, have a pitcher of water thrown in your face, and get slapped in the face hard, by the way. She's been selling up to $6,000 worth of shots a night. Please explain to me why you want to be slapped across the face. I don't get why.
Everybody's got their kink is what this we file this under. I do not want to take a shot, get drenched in water, and then smacked.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay, this is at a bar. Is that not correct? She's a bartender.
Yes.
Why is in the picture the guy she's slapping across the face not wearing a shirt?
Because the type of bar that she is working, well, probably because he was like, oh, I don't want to get my shirt wet, which, whatever. But it's probably a very much so a frat boy type vibe going on at these bars.
Sorry, it's never. No, I do not want to be slapped across the face, and I'm sure as hell not going to pay you to slap me across the face. No, thank you. What? So this came about because of a drink called the Hurricane. Is that's where it all started?
Yeah, it's like she does it. It looks like only during spring break. She worked about 45 days in a row from 8 to 5 and racked up about $6,000 a night. Yeah, it sounds like it's just during spring break in. Because it's in Florida or wherever, and hurricanes are a thing.
Okay.
Just do a shot and slap people.
Yeah, well, I've heard of the tidal wave shot, which is just like a prank that you pull on somebody. You're like, hey, you want me to buy you a tidal? And then, it's the same thing where you get like a little shot of water, a shot of like a blue vodka or whatever, and they take the shot of vodka, and then you throw the water in their face. You're like, tidal wave, and then they're mad about it. But it's more of a prank. Wow. This is a little more aggressive.
Got to be honest with you, I can't see that happening at Howie's on West Broadway in North Minneapolis. I can't see that happening.
No, this is not a what we would call fine dining establishment. This.
Well, yes, exactly. All right, we got to take a break. We got a great guest coming up next. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida. And now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
Is that text you're sending so important that you miss your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129 off $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today, and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard Special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that, right on the nose. 9 o'clock, 9:01, somewhere in there.
Boom.
Mr. Wallace, ready to go?
He sure is.
Magnificent. Yeah. BET's new newest hit series, Diara from Detroit, premiering tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Shannon, how are you?
I'm great. How are we doing this morning?
So far, so good. You know one thing I love, Shannon, about the descriptors that are sent to me? I've been doing radio now my entire life. I love it, the fact that they say BET's newest hit series, but it hasn't started yet.
Yeah, not yet. we've had a couple screenings, and we had a sneak peek given after the NAACP Image Awards this weekend. But tomorrow on BET Plus, March 21st, we drop the first three episodes.
Diara from Detroit is a dark comedy that follows a divorcing school teacher, Diara Kilpatrick, as a matter of fact, who refuses to believe she's been ghosted by her rebound Tinder date, Chris, played by Shannon. So what do you mean? What are you doing ghosting women? What's wrong with you, Shannon?
See, this is something that I've gotten a lot of slack for this over the past few weeks. I've never personally done it, but I'm not against it. I'm really not against it in theory, right? You meet after a first or second date. Do you really owe them the explanation if it's not working? You just kind of go on with your life, right? I don't really know this person. Do I have to send that text? Do I have to do that phone call? I don't know. I'm stuck here. What do you understand?
I got to be honest with you, though, Shannon. As I went through my life, I knew immediately when this was not going to work. So I was like, okay, well, I'll talk to you later, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you go on a date, you know it's not going to work. And you go, okay. Oh, you know what? I forgot. I got to go home and I forgot to change the time on my watch. So I'll talk to you later. You know?
I got to wash my beard. Yeah, those things.
Yeah, that kind of deal. So how did you get involved in all this, Shannon?
It came to me. It came to me from my team as an audition. They had originally asked me to audition for another character. They ended up getting Morris Chestnut, the beautiful Morris Chestnut, to play that character. And they found another guy in there for me. They presented me the character of Chris. I auditioned a few times, the night before Thanksgiving, they told me I got it. So I was actually with my family. Oh. We were all just circled around waiting for the phone call, and they told me I got it. It was amazing.
Now, see, that's good. And you said it was the day before Thanksgiving you found out?
Yeah, the night before Thanksgiving.
The night before Thanksgiving. That's even better. That's so you're pretty fired up at Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful for, so that's good.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was definitely a special moment.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I just love the descriptor. Her search for the missing man pulls her into a decades-old mystery involving the Detroit underworld. What the hell, the Detroit underworld?
Who knew Detroit had an underworld? But yeah, no, it ties in to a 30-year-old cold case of a kid that went missing in a mall. And she thinks, instead of being ghosted, this guy might actually be that kid, and he may be back in town.
Oh.
So she's trying to, you know, connect those dots.
So, Shannon, is there any chance we're going to see an episode shot at the Top Hat? You know the Top Hat, don't you? The bar?
No, I'm not familiar. In Detroit?
Oh, in Detroit, absolutely. It's wonderful. I think...
I went for my first time last week, actually.
Oh, you did? Okay,
we had a premiere.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a premiere in Detroit last week, and I went, and it was... The city blew me away. I didn't have enough time to do all the things that I wanted to, but it's definitely now on my radar, you know?
You know, I'm glad you said that, Shannon, because I've been to Detroit. I used to work at Capitol Records and it was part of my territory. I love Detroit. Oh, yeah. Most people, Detroit. Why'd you go to Detroit? You don't know Detroit. Detroit's wonderful. You know, there's, like every city, there's certain areas you probably don't want to wander into. But, mm-hmm. Detroit's a great town. I love Detroit.
Yeah, as soon as I touched down, actually, since this show, I was talking to somebody yesterday. Five of the most important people in my life came into my life, and they're coincidentally all from Detroit.
Really?
And I had never been connected to Detroit before this show. It was incredible. Like, their spirit of the city kind of lives through them, their rhythm in which mm-hmm. they speak. It's such a beautiful place. And as soon as I landed, I was like, I get it. I understand it. You know, there's the perception of Detroit, and then there's the reality of Detroit.
I think that's a great point, actually, and it's across my lifetime. I've worked in just about every city in America. I got to be honest with you. There's not one city in America that I hate. Not one. There's some I like more than others, obviously, but I think every city's got something great about it. So Detroit, don't be looking down on Detroit people, because it's a great town. If you're gonna go, no question.
It is. It is. I'm 5 out of 5. I highly recommend it. The history there alone. The history.
Yes, absolutely. Except for the Tigers winning a World Series as a Twins fan, I'm not wild about that. That makes sense.
I understand. I've actually been wearing as a rap gift. We got a Tigers hat. I've been wearing it since for about a year now. And it's insane the amount of people that woke up to me. Like, hey, you from Detroit? I said, no, I'm not. But I love the team. I love the hat.
You know, it's funny about that. On Thursdays, there's a guy named Mike Gelfand that's on the show. He's a nice Jewish boy from St. Louis Park, Minnesota, and he always wears a Detroit Tigers hat, and I still to this day don't know why, but he does.
He's coming in. He's messing with you.
Yes, exactly.
Personal, brother. It's personal.
It is very. God, I've never had that happen in my life before, Shannon. Somebody messing with me on purpose? Whoever heard of it? So how did you get involved in business? Now, where did you grow up, Shannon?
So I grew up, I'm from Long Island, New York.
Oh, okay. Another great place.
Yeah, I'm a New York kid.
So how'd you get involved in the business?
So in college, I studied sociology, and I started to work it. I was a social worker for a year, and I realized I was 22, 23, and it was just too much for me too soon. I didn't know how to separate work and life. I was taking work home with me. And I kind of just stumbled into the modeling industry. I did that. I ended up doing that for 8 years. And just from that, the natural transition felt like acting would be whatever's next for me. So I gave it a shot. I retired from the modeling game. I hung up my Skechers, my Converses, and my skinny jeans. And I... And I called my agencies. I told them, hey, thank you, but I'm going to be moving on. And I started acting cold turkey. Later that year, I got my first job, and that was 2016.
And what was that job?
It was a web series, actually, for BET, which is super full circle moment for me. It was their first original web series called Brooklyn Blue Sky. And it was great. I had a great experience with the network, and I was like, okay, cool. I like these people over here. When the right project presents itself, I'm going to be back. And this is now my fourth project for BET.
I'm glad to hear that. I know we only got about 1 or 2 minutes left with you. So give us your descriptor of Diarra from Detroit. What's it all about?
It is a buddy cop, dark comedy, murder mystery, film noir thriller about a woman. It is. We've got everything. About a woman who's searching for love and the things that she'll do to find it.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
How does your character do with that whole deal? So Diarra does well. How does your character do? You do okay?
That's the mystery. You've got eight episodes to figure out where this guy is, what happened to him, and why did it happen to him. And in the end, in the eighth episode, in the finale, I'll come back and we can talk about it.
I know you got to get going here in about a minute, but I do want to ask you, how... You went from point A to point B, and all this stuff happened in the middle. Do you have an understanding of why? No, I'm not saying you didn't work hard to get there. That's not what I'm saying. But how in your mind did you get as far as you've gone? Because you're a very young man still. I mean, that's, you got to be very proud of that. Do you know how it happened?
Yeah, I'm an academic. I'm a researcher. I plot things. I don't do anything accidentally. I kind of like to forecast and plot my way through. I find the blueprint. I find the way in, and then I just do it. I just tell people people always ask me for advice. I say, just do things. Just do things. That's it. You do it or you don't. And I just do things.
That's exactly why I asked you that question. That's great advice for young people. Just get, maybe a good way to put it from my neighborhood is get off your ass and do your work and you'll do well.
That's it. That's the job. That's it.
It is the job.
Everything else will move out of your way.
All right, young man, Shannon Wallace, we'll be watching Diara from Detroit premiering tomorrow. BET's newest hit series. Shannon, you're a great guest. Thank you for your time today, sir.
Absolutely. I appreciate you this morning.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
A nice man. See, we get nice people on a show. You know, there's a balance. There's you two, and then there's nice people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that.
I love what he just said. Basically, he said, you want to be successful? Then get off your ass. You're going to have to take some chances. And I know a lot of people don't like to take chances because if it doesn't work, you're going to feel that you failed miserably. Don't look at it that way. You do your best. You're not always going to land everything. But eventually, if you do your best and stay at it, you will land something. You could fail 900 times, and the 901st time, it'll be a hit. So don't give up. I love that take.
Yeah, he was a great guest.
Yeah. And
he was, yeah. Indeed. And what?
Oh, no, I was had nothing to add. I was just going to agree with both of you that, yeah, if you live in fear of, mm-hmm. never succeeding, then you're not going to get anywhere. You got to at least take a chance.
So are you saying Kristen Burt just won't take a chance? She won't roll the dice? She's just, is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, I'm sure she probably had a bigger leap of faith than most people because there's no route to being an entertainment reporter. You just kind of, I think I'll pack up and go to L.A. and let's do it.
I think what we could do is take a break and ask her about that coming up next, how she got where she is today. See, I find that stuff fascinating. Shannon Walsh kind of laid it out and said, first of all, he started out trying to help people, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good place to start, is trying to help others and make your own life better. That's a great message that he just delivered, and people should pay attention to that. Don't think just about yourself. Think about everybody. Try to help out, and you'll get helped out, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
Love it. We'll be right back. Kristen Burt will join us right after this.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids, working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw & Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You are indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen Bird, Entertainment News, brought to you by North American Banking Company, Bilski. Go to NABankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Kristen Bird, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
We're hanging in there. Let me put it that way.
Are you hanging by a thread? Is that what's happening?
By a thread, yes. Hanging by a thread. That's exactly right. No question about it. What's new, sister?
All right. I want to get everyone's opinion on this because...
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Uh-oh. The new host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader is reportedly set to be Travis Kelce.
Go home. End the show. I'm so out on this.
Me too. What a joke this all is.
Why? Is he hosting? I read that he's just like backing it with money to like have it get started up again. Is he hosting though?
He would be hosting. And just remember, okay, so Jeff Foxworthy originally hosted the Fox show back in the day. And then it was revived on Nickelodeon with John Cena. So if you want a John Cena type of career, which is a path that was set by The Rock, wouldn't you take the job as Travis Kelce?
Oh, well, yeah. Sorry, Tom, go ahead.
No. I agree with you, Tevin, that the fact that, yes, you would take the job. But I am getting so tired of, first of all, I have never heard a Taylor Swift song in my life. It's just not my deal, you know. Good for her. She's a tremendous success. She's done a great job. She's a billionaire. But I have gotten to the point I am tired of hearing about both of them. I really am. Right?
Tevin, did you have something else to add to that? Okay. Well, I just want to say that it's interesting because the New York Times did this really big deep dive of Travis's team. And the ball was already in motion ahead of his relationship with Taylor Swift about how they were going to make him the next Rock and how they were going to make him a superstar. And we've seen that. I mean, he kind of, for someone like me who doesn't really follow NFL, to see him host Saturday Night Live ahead of like Taylor Swift's romance and everything else, I was like, who is this guy and why is he hosting Saturday Night Live? Yeah. But they've really put the balls in motion. And the team around him is being really smart, and he has the potential to do this.
What, host a show? I mean, that's not hard to do anyway.
I would say that it is.
Really? Here's another video. I don't know how hard that is.
Well, no, he's interacting. It's going to be a celebrity version of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So he has to interact with the celebrities. You have to read off a teleprompter. And as someone who has hosted for a very long time, not everyone can read off of a teleprompter.
Really?
I know it sounds... you will see people that all of a sudden get on camera and they're robotic. I don't think this is Travis's issue at all or anything else like that. I think he's very charismatic and he's fine. But I'm saying in general, sometimes people think I can host and they go and do it. And all of a sudden it's hard to read off of a teleprompter. They stumble, they look robotic or their eyes shift back and forth. And all you can do is see them reading. Yep. You have to make it look natural and conversational and not everyone can do it. And so when people are like, I'm just going to host, my acting career is not going anywhere, I'm going to host. And I'm like, it doesn't always work that way. Some people it's seamless, and other people you're like, they really weren't the best fit for this.
Do you think this eventually is going to burn to the ground?
What do you think is going to burn to the ground? Hollywood? Because we're burning already.
Well, that's true. You're burning already. But no, all these things that they force like this relationship has been forced, and then we get shoved down our throat, and then she's doing this, and then he's doing that. Can you think of another one that ever succeeded for all of time? They always hit the wall. Always.
Well, we'll see about this romance if it has, you know, sort of end game type of, strategy here. But, listen, she's off tour right now and they're on vacation. Did you know that? Do you know where they're on vacation? So they're kind of really trying to stay low key. I think that they realize that they could suffer burnout in the public eye. And you have to be really careful about that. You can't be doing too much, but she will be back in just about 3.5 weeks time because she's got another album coming. So there's another wave of publicity on the horizon.
All right, I'm going to ruin their day. They're actually in Bismarck, North Dakota. That's where they went.
In their bikinis?
Yes, in their bikinis in Bismarck, North Dakota. That's exactly right. I've been there. It's a nice town. That's all I'm saying. I know that whole Hollywood thing. I think when I was a little kid, I liked it. And then I realized this is all BS, all of it. None of it's real.
Well, I live in Hollywood, so it is real, but
I'm talking about the television version of it.
Yeah, the television version of it. Yeah, if you actually go to Hollywood, you're going to be sorely disappointed to the location where the Oscars are because it's in a mall. I don't know if everyone knows this. It's in a mall.
Yep.
So when they walk through, they turn the corner into that sort of like staircase that you see. On the other side is like a Hard Rock Cafe and everything else. They just cover it with really beautiful drapery.
Yep. Like there's like a Foot Locker right there or what?
Yeah. I mean, when the Hollywood and Highland is the structure. I think they've renamed it Ovation. But originally Hollywood and Highland, when it opened, was high-end stores. There used to be like a Louis Vuitton behind there and things like that. But, you know, over the years, we know what malls look like. They are not like the mecca that they used to be. So it's really average everyday stores, like a Foot Locker or a Hard Rock Cafe. And they have this draping. This pipe and draping that they put over all of the stores so you'll never know that the celebrities are walking through a mall on Oscar Sunday.
And why did they do that, by the way?
Well, you know, in order to make it a tourist destination, the 363 days of the year, you know, other than when the Oscars are there or some other big production, because originally when this Kodak Theater was built, that was the original name of it. It's the Dolby Theater now. It was built for television. It had state-of-the-art tech for television. It was the home of American Idol. Some people will probably remember that back when American Idol was everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of the shows broadcast there, they don't any longer because LA Live, downtown where the Emmys are held, that is our latest state-of-the-art theater, and that's where a lot of TV productions now go. But you wanted to be able to draw people in from all over the world, and you can't just do that with a theater. So that's why they put the mall there. There's a Madame Tussauds next door, which is also next door to the Chinese theater that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Across the street from that is Disney's El Capitan. So within that block, there's things to do. But once you've seen it, you're ready to go home. You're like, okay, and I don't think I ever need to see this again. The one thing I recommend if you do go and visit Hollywood, do the Dolby Theater tour because that is actually interesting. You get to go behind the scenes where the Oscars are. But do you need to do Madame Tussauds? You know, after you see a couple stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you're kind of done. So,
now let me ask you about that because the average, let's say, well, you're Tevin or AJ's age. Why would you even give a rat's ass about the Hollywood Hawk of Fame or Walk of Fame? Who cares?
I think it is a landmark. So to say you've seen it once is probably like, okay, cool. And maybe you want to see a celebrity's night. Let's say you're like, okay, great. I love Michael Jackson because that's probably one of the most popular stars right in front of the Dolby Theater. You go, okay, great. I've seen it. I took a photo with it and you're good. I think people are surprised. It extends blocks and blocks and blocks. And sometimes your favorite celebrities are in a not so nice block of Hollywood. And you're like, oh, I don't know if I really want to go there.
I remember the first time I flew out to L.A. when I started working for Capitol Records because of the tower and all the rest of it, which I love, by the way. I love that building. It's so unusual. It's supposed to be a stack of records, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I remember I went on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and I went, oh, that's nice. Good.
Yeah, it's a big deal to get one, and the ceremonies are actually fun to attend because, you know, some of your peers come, and they're celebrity friends, of course, and they usually make a speech in your honor. Those ceremonies are actually fun, so if you're there for that, that's something different and unique. But when people ask what should they do when they come to visit California, I'm like, go to Hollywood, see it once. If you come back for a second time, you don't need to see it. The two things that I recommend, and, you know, And I've heard from a lot of listeners over the years, people say, thank you for recommending this. And they finally like put it on their bucket list. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science, they opened a museum a couple of years ago. They opened it like right around the pandemic. It is probably one of the best museums in our city. You won't see anything like it anywhere else in the world. It's incredible. The architecture is gorgeous. Go have lunch, see the exhibits, see the history of the Oscars, see the history of film. They always have incredible exhibits going on, special exhibits that kind of come and go. It's amazing. And the other thing I say, the Warner Brothers studio tour. That is like a live working set. Yep. You get to see a lot. The Friends set is there. There's Batman. There's Harry Potter. There's like everything you can possibly imagine. And I say do the VIP tour because you get a lot of bang for your buck on that one.
You know what I find funny, though? About every 20 years, something like that it is, maybe even more than that. But when I was a little kid, they talked about building a Twin Cities Walk of Fame. And then when I was in my 20s, there was going to be a Walk of Fame. I'm now quite a ways past my 20s, and we never have. It's come up like 6-7 times. They have never been able to start a Minnesota Walk of Fame. It's just, I mean, first of all, what are they going to do, right?
You put a star in a sidewalk or whatever.
Yeah, you got to shovel it in the winter, which is annoying. I would say our equivalent is the First Avenue Wall, having all those names. I would say that's like our Walk of Fame type of thing.
I was going to say, why don't they do it one of like the gerbil trails, like the hamster trails?
Oh, the Skyway.
Like put it on the wall. Yeah.
But who would you, in Minnesota, if there was one celebrity for the Walk of Fame, if it was a Walk of Fame, who would be the first one they put up there?
Oh, Prince, yeah.
Prince, probably.
You think Prince would be?
And then Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore,
maybe
that's true.
Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Bob Dylan would be good. Yeah.
Probably a lot of hockey players.
Yeah, really? So after that, we're running.
Yeah.
You guys have some gymnasts from Minnesota, like some good.
Yeah. Sean Johnson.
Katie Ledecky, the Olympian, yeah.
Yep.
Chris Pratt, I have a question.
Do they do that on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Do they include athletes and all that?
You can be included, but you have to have something to do with radio, television, or film. So an Olympian would likely, I would assume, you know, it'd be a good question if Caitlyn Jenner has one.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Caitlyn Jenner's done a lot with broadcasting. So, and Caitlyn Jenner's starting a podcast, everyone.
No, I've never heard of it. Is everybody in the world now have a podcast? Is that the idea?
Yes.
Well, the funny thing is, it's Caitlyn's doing it with Lamar Odom.
What?
So Lamar is Caitlyn's former son-in-law.
We need an application process for podcasting equipment now.
Although I kind of want
this. And it's called Keeping Up with Sports, playing off of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians name.
Didn't Lamar Odom used to get drunk and pass out on the couch all the time?
Crack.
Oh, crack. That's what it was. Crack. Okay, I knew
Was it at the Bunny Ranch that he had his major overdose? Yep. I will say, I want to say something nice about Lamar. First of all, he did Dancing with the Stars, and he was very kind, very sweet. You can see not a lot of self-esteem. I'm going to be honest. Like, you can actually, like, feel it when in the interview. But he's also done a lot for or helping. He has, I think, either, like, a sobriety program or a rehab center that he's worked on. And he's invited a lot of celebrities who have had trouble, especially reality stars, to come and work with him. And I know he's helped a few of them. So I'm glad he's on a better path.
Okay, so if we're going to start a Walk of Fame, it would have to be Prince first, you think?
Yes.
I think so.
To me, he's number one.
Mm-hmm. All right, so nobody in the previous generation, nobody like
that. I mean, Mark Rosen would. Oh, I don't know about a World War II generation. I have to dust off the history books. But like people like Mark Rosen, and I feel like pretty much everybody in TV that in radio that's been here locally, that's all stars would be on the Walk of Fame as well.
Mm-hmm. I suppose. Mark Rosen. I'm going to call Rosie now and say you threw out his name. Hollywood.
What was the name, Tom, of the big newscaster? He came out here to L.A. and it was such a big deal when he left. And I was in Minnesota when he moved
to
L.A.
Yeah, Paul Majors. Paul and I used to do a little hanging out with Jeff Passalt, who was another news anchor. And maybe we'd had a few drinks when we'd go play golf. That's all I'm saying. If you know what I mean.
Just a few.
Oh, Jesse Ventura would probably be on that.
Jesse Ventura would be on there. Absolutely. Yep. No question. All right. Well, I'll see if I can get it started.
Well, Tom, you can be on that list. And you did not ask anyone about your autobiography or memoir.
I didn't do it yet. Yeah,
you didn't do it.
We did get messages yesterday, though, while talking about it, that people were like, "Hey, I will pre-order your book right now if you say you're going to."
I could become a billionaire by putting out a book.
I was right. I knew it.
Oh God, I was right again, Tom. Oh, boy, look at the time. It's time to roll.
Like you're so annoying.
I'm annoying. How about
no,
you're
I said
annoying?
You're saying about me. She's so annoying.
That's true. It's a very good point you're making. There's no.
I know. I know exactly what you're thinking. I can like read your mind. Like she's so annoying. Like at the end of my show every day, little Nat from Hollywood comes in.
That's exactly it. All right. Any closing news? We had something coming on TV, the movies. We know about?
Tonight, Palm Royale is on Apple TV. It's the Kristen Wiig show. Carol Burnett's in it. It's got really good cast. It's gotten lukewarm reviews. I'll be honest. It's very fluffy. It's about a woman who's trying to break into the Palm Beach social scene. I honestly think it's going to be right up my alley, even if it's mediocre. So I'm going to very eagerly watch it and hope that it's better than what the critics say.
I will tell you one thing about Carol Burnett. That woman pays attention, and she's such a sweetheart. I love Carol Burnett because my father-in-law's name was Don Brandt, right? So she happened to be the first time she was ever on the show. I said, hey, could you do me a favor, because he's a big fan of yours, my father-in-law, Don Brandt, could you just say hello to him? She goes, oh, happy birthday, Don, right, all the rest of it. Came on the show like a year and a half later. Hey, how's Don doing? How the hell did she remember that? I mean, that's very impressive.
It's one of two things. Either one, her assistant listened to your prior recording or something, or made notes knew. Because some assistants are really good and they do that.
Right.
Because it makes the celebrity even smarter and look fabulous. Question. Or she really is just that good and has a photographic memory and pays attention to detail. Either one is fabulous, honestly.
It is. There's no question about that. All right, get off my show along with
the little Nat
all four
Hollywood.
Of us. Get off our show.
See you tomorrow.
The Nat from Hollywood. All right, Nat, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Honest to God. Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. I love having her on the show. She's a sweet. You know, I've never met her in person. Never. Isn't that weird?
Haven't you been working together for, like, decades?
Yes. At least for 12, 13, 14 years.
Wow.
And we've never met.
Might have to change that.
Yeah, but it'd be kind of a good idea. Well, first of all, I didn't meet her when she lived in Minnesota because she worked with Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jesse and I don't exactly see eye to eye on most things, but, you know, what are you going to do, right?
Exactly.
All right, fellas, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, talk to you then.